Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Village Idiots podcast. I'm Greg Enslin, one of the hosts, not the host, and we are so excited to be back on the air. Who's on the show with me today?
Me. I've made a spectacular return.
Who are you?
Zoe. That's I'm the Zoe. Second host.
She's the main
attraction.
The main
attraction.
Event.
Main event. Main and who else? Who else is here today?
Oh. Who's hi, I'm Abby.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she is.
Band is back together. We're so jazzed. We're so excited.
There's you need a drummer.
People out front, like picketing. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Oh, it's true.
Travis is back.
Hey, I saw some people with shirts with our faces on.
Yeah, and then X's through the faces, and then Taylor Swift's face with hearts.
Travis is looking very wan, like he needs a suntan or something like that.
He's been in the basement for a hot minute.
He's been in the
basement. He hasn't seen sunlight.
What have you been doing, Travis? A lot of travel. He said a lot of travel. So he's been overseas, maybe, because we've been on hiatus.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's exciting. And now we're back.
It's exciting to be back.
It is.
The gang. The whole gang's here.
Travis can get paid again.
The lineup goes crazy.
And you know who also just came back with something?
Who just...
Taylor Swift came out with the new album.
Oh, God.
She did. And I'm trying to get my phone to load.
Oh, I got you.
All right, because I was looking up the worst lyrics off her album.
Oh, yeah.
So we could read them.
Can we also not play any of her music? Because
no,
I
won't.
I'm not a Tate
fan. No, we won't play it, but I will do a couple, I think, a cappella renditions.
Well, her album just came out. We're here to catch up with Zoe and Abby and me and see what's been going on over the last couple months. And also to review the Taylor Swift album.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Zoe, how you been?
I've been good.
What have you been up to? Anything exciting going on?
Some new digs, dude.
You moved out of town. You don't live in our town anymore.
I moved to the big city.
So nobody can get you in the alleys anymore.
No, my evil ex-landlord is blocked and deleted.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never have to worry about...
And you moved away from town.
Moved away.
And now you live in a different town.
Mm-hmm. And now you're going to go on vacation with me.
And how did that work out, your move? Was that fun?
It was not fun to move everything. It was fun to decorate.
Moving is stressful.
I kept my same themes.
Okay, good. So you've got your Victorian...
Gothic Victorian. And then I have my disco space cowboy.
Yes, just like on the mug here.
Yeah.
Disco, retro space cowboy with some cowgirl boots and a disco ball.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's good. So jazzed about a lot of things, but I just came from the doctor's office and I got some great news.
Okay, speak.
So pregnant?
Happy. Yes, I'm eating for four.
Whoa!
I'm eating for
triplets!
Two. Sweet! And I just wanted you to find out from me directly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have the gender reveal next episode.
Didn't hear a rumor. So you moved.
I did.
Good.
And I'm very happy with where I am. I can walk to all kinds of cool places, record stores, coffee shops. It's all right there.
Pizza places. Yes. You have a nice place.
Oh, yeah. Let's dox me.
Pizza. Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy
like a thousand
because
pizza
my
places,
first,
though.
Well, my first apartment was right across the street from a pizza place.
That's true.
And my second apartment is similar in that regard.
So the place you were in before here in town, was that your first apartment?
It was, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I moved out at 19.
Nice. Yep.
Got my apartment.
That's a big deal when you get first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember that.
It felt like a big deal.
We got to do an MTV Cribs.
I like my crib.
Did all
Zoe
your
style.
Old stuff fit in your new place?
Yeah. And really? That's some. It's bigger than my old place.
That's nice.
Sweet.
You were stressed about your old place
and
like the whole like gestalt and where it was located and all that. So this sounds like a good win.
Yeah. It's very nice. And it's all hardwood floors. I don't have to deal with carpet anymore.
Oh, win for Zoe.
People would come over and they'd be like, carpet. And now I've got hardwood floors.
Nice.
Yeah, you do.
Congratulations. That's a big deal. I know you were stressed about that.
I got a knock on wood. That's it off the new Taylor Swift album.
Is it?
Yeah, it's about a certain someone's wood. Anyways, Greg, what? how doing? How you doing?
I've spent the last 2 months moving our offices downstairs.
So we've both been moving.
We've both been moving, and I'm so jazzed about the new space. I'm very excited about it. We've got a bunch of new clients.
Well, you said you got good news from the doctor. Hello.
Yeah. I'm not dying.
Good. Did you think
was
you were?
Was there a risk of that?
Sure.
Oh my God.
I'm old. Look at me. Look at me. I'm old.
Greg.
No, that's not true.
Death's doorstep.
That's not even true.
Death's waiting room.
That's not even true.
I was the most healthy person in the doctor's office today. So I'm like,
that's
yes.
good. That's good.
That's excellent news. I'm glad
she
you're
did
okay.
all my, I got a new doctor and she did all my, the test where they put you good. Up on the rack and then they.
Do you have breast cancer?
I don't.
That's excellent.
Good.
And I don't have breasts. Thanks. But I did it anyway. He's like, do you want to do, she's like, do you want to do this just for fun? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just for fun?
Just to see.
Man, it hurt.
I'm sure it did.
Yes. No.
Gripping the mic like you got trauma.
I'm
you
a little
really
scared.
Are. Are you okay? Are you sure?
It wasn't my breasts. Been busy. Lots good. Of exciting stuff happening.
That's yeah. excellent.
Yes. We got an award. We may be getting an award for the paper. So
I heard about that. That's amazing.
I did
that's
hear
awesome.
About that. That's awesome.
Statewide best, like, awesomest business.
Round of applause
in
for
Ohio.
Greg and the paper.
So I have to go to Canton next week for that.
Oh. Cool. Well, that's a downfall.
Never been to Canton.
You're going to want to leave.
Have I been to Canton?
I have. Kind of.
I think I have.
Yeah.
Close enough to the damn
place. Is that where the football place is? Football
I don't
stadium?
Know.
Football.
I haven't
Hall
lived in
fame.
This damned state in long
Travis
enough.
Is Kelsey lives?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, my beverages. Let me stack them.
Your
about
bevies.
The wood?
No. I mean, yeah. Wood. So wait, did you know? Do you know the song? Hold on.
I don't.
Have you heard the album in its entirety?
I don't own a copy. I haven't heard a single song from
okay,
it.
Okay, it's awful. It's,
all
it's
I've
a
seen
solid
is,
1 out of 10.
I've seen a picture of her, and she looks tarted up. That's all I've seen.
I need.
And you
mean?
Can see sort of her butt, sort of, in the picture.
Like in the, like
sure?
all dressed up?
No, on the album cover, she's in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Is she wearing anything?
Yes.
Some
she's
chains,
like wearing like a leotard,
beads,
I think.
Yeah.
Okay, now I saw some other picture from the album that where she looks dressed up in some outfit.
Okay. Yeah. No.
No, just been real busy. Lots of exciting stuff going on. And then I'm on city council now, but I'm leaving city council. So I'm very excited about that.
I'll join.
Would you like to be on city
no.
council? You have to run for it
no.
and get elected
no.
by people.
No.
But no, I've just been too busy with that.
They're
going to the
look
paper.
At me and say, woke.
Get out.
They're just going to look
They do talk about you when you're there.
Oh, when I'm there.
You go to city council
I
meetings
do.
And then when you leave, we all talk, sit
oh,
around and talk
cool.
about you.
Like, who let her in? She looks like a criminal.
But I've been real busy since we haven't had Zoe around and most of the time I'm just sad. Because I haven't seen Zoe. Abby,
so
what have you been up to? What have yeah. you been up to in the last couple months?
I've been here.
You've been working
I
a
have
lot.
My own show.
Yes, tell us about it.
Spectre Sisters.
Spectre
if
Sisters.
You will. It's just spooky hub of everything. Podcast.
It's really good.
It's doing
Thank
really
you.
Well on YouTube
Thank
and
you.
On the podcast. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hopefully it'll do even better once we start moving to video.
Yes, I cannot wait. That
oh,
last
well.
Video
People
you did
get
was
one
really
look
good.
At your gorgeous, beautiful face.
I thought you were going to say
What?
That was the next thing I was going to say.
They're smashed.
That's what the first video is going to be. I'm going to go get that done. No.
You're going to do
gonna
your mammogram?
That procedure that all the celebrities are doing. Where they
I tell scary stories over like getting a whatever that's called.
Is it a mammogram? Is that what that is?
I think so. Oh, that is the word. Yeah.
That's the mammogram. Is the
you
smashy?
Would know.
Smashy, smashy. Oh, it sounds like that. Like
candygram.
Candygram from Mongo.
Except you understand.
I do. That makes me sad that medical technology has not advanced more than let's.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth, or at least try.
Take this thing that's sensitive and smash it between two metal plates. That I'm sorry.
Sign the petition below to
that's
stop.
That's where you start, right, with the medical tech, and then you get better
yes.
over time. That's not where you stop and be like, no, this is fine.
Maybe they started with rocks, so maybe metal's better.
Guy.
They heat up a rock and hold it against your boob to see if that
Dude.
Causes it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, how does
fix
that
anything?
Does that,
yeah.
Yeah. How do you detect anything?
How
like
are you
that?
Feeling in this situation? hold this pill full of, or this bottle full of pills.
I like that they thought that like all the blood and stuff in your body stayed like stationary. So they'd be like, you have bad blood in your arm and just drain you of blood from your arm. And that was it. Like they thought bad blood in certain areas was what was
bloodletting is what it was called.
Bloodletting. A bloodlet's not. Bloodletting nuts not. Let's workshop that.
Isn't bad blood a Taylor Swift song?
Yes, in fact.
Look at that.
Oh God, everything.
I have not heard the new album,
and I don't want to.
Well, you're gonna hear some of the lyrics today.
Oh, good.
We're gonna do a little.
What else have you been up to, Abby?
Nothing.
Zoe, what else have you been up to? Do you have a new outfit? Is this a new outfit?
No, this is an old
outfit. I helped choose that shirt out.
I'm wearing a shirt that Abby picked out for me. That's a great
shirt.
Yeah.
I really like that
shirt. See? Yeah. I saw it and I said Zoe immediately.
She did. And I probably get more compliments in this than I have anything else that I wear. Aww. Like every time I wear it to work, like a customer always says something.
What about your pirate outfit?
I always say my friend found this for me. Yeah, I got some. Okay, so I went to the Ren Faire dressed like a pirate. Had a couple drinks and then started running around and taking pictures with every Jack Sparrow I could find.
I love
nice.
It.
This is a real.
I love it.
Yeah.
Was
I've
it
seen
fun?
The evidence.
It was so much fun.
I love the Ren Faire.
It was so much fun.
Road trip.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I stayed and watched a show. I tried to get in a fight with a guy who was wearing a Primus shirt because I think that band sucks.
Primus?
Love it.
Yeah, whatever.
Not Primus.
However you say
Primus.
It. However you say it. Started singing a Primus song.
Betty had a big brown beaver. That
yes.
song.
No, I was. I started singing "My Name Is Mud," and my friends had to drag me away.
I guess that is a Primus song.
There's my they name only is have like, mud.
Well, I can't sing.
I'm blown away that you even know who that is.
I cannot sing. I've seen him in concert.
No, you
what?
Yes, I have. I've seen Primus. They opened for somebody else. I forget.
Gwar?
They weren't good. They weren't good. They weren't
like
good.
Zoe's gotta go. Zoe's leaving.
So wait.
I hate Primus, and I've always said Primus. So maybe I've never talked to anybody else.
That's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the lead singer of Primus?
Like a guy who looks like Christian Bale.
No, but he's the lead singer of some other really famous band, and Primus is like his side band.
I don't know.
No, seriously.
No, I believe you. I don't know who this is.
It's a not. Yeah, they have
My
a couple fun
is,
songs.
Les Claypool.
Yeah, Les Claypool.
I don't.
What
know
What was
that
he
name?
In? What else was he in? He was a lead singer for some big, huge
if it ends
band.
Up, if it ends up being a band that I like.
It's some big band.
Like what? A rock style band?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like well known, and that's his side band. Primus is like his side band. Like Jared Leto had like his 30 Seconds to Mars. But he also was like an actor and all
He also has like a cult
I
and stuff.
I can't not.
Les Claypool?
I saw something for a second that was like, was Les Claypool in Metallica? And I started to like.
Was it Metallica?
No, he's in some big band like that.
Okay. I can't. They rejected him.
Tell me about your Renaissance Festival trip.
I
want to hear all about
time.
It.
Great time. I went with Liz.
Good. Aww. What did she dress like?
Her friends.
We love
she
dresses
a hobbit. The
no.
Love it.
Hobbit.
Oh
and she had
my
these
God.
Big
love
feet
it.
That she put fur like love hair
it.
On.
Big hairy feet.
And it was so
that.
Funny.
That's
she,
hilarious.
She got a lot of compliments.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well,
she looks like a hobbit too, so that's perfect.
In a
Liz
good way, in the
so
best way.
So
yeah.
amazing. I love Liz.
It was a really
Liz.
Great time.
Liz, I miss you.
I'm glad you had a good time. What did you eat when you were down there?
Ooh, I ate burger.
Mm.
Burger. It was very delicious.
Okay, yeah, I am 100% wrong. It was just Primus.
Yeah, I looked
you
all,
were
I
right,
scoured
and
the internet.
I am wrong. You were right.
I would like everyone to remember this day.
He was also in Blind Illusion, Sausage.
Oh, don't point at me when
and
you
I
say
would
sausage.
Like everyone to picture me dressed as a pirate, drunk, trying to fight with a guy who's wearing a Primus shirt and try to tell him that
it's not a great band.
That the band sucks, and also to name three songs. And then I want you to picture me getting grabbed by two people and dragged away from that situation.
Were you escorted out of the Renaissance Festival?
By my friends. No, I was not kicked out. I didn't make that much of a scene.
Did Liz at any point say, I don't think he knows about Second Breakfast?
No.
Oh,
what
she
a
should've.
Missed opportunity.
Oh, my goodness. I like her hairy feet. So those hers? Or did she have like fake hair?
She got
feet?
Fake feet and then she DIY'd the hair on them.
Yes, I'm sure she did.
Love it. That's love good. It.
It was there were some very cool costumes. I got pictures with every Jack Sparrow I
right.
could see.
Are
and
you
then,
dressed as a particular pirate or just
no,
generic,
just your generic,
generic
pirate
lady
with a
pirate.
Random.
That's what
slash.
I did for my first Ren Faire.
Really?
I did a pirate, yeah.
Oh, nice.
With a random what?
Slash. A slash.
Did you have a parrot or anything on your shoulder?
No, but I did forget to, like, my hat had, like, fasteners so, like, you could, like, pull the sides in, right? So it looked more like a pirate hat. I forgot to do that, so I was basically wearing a cowboy hat the entire time until
I love it. What
someone pointed out, like, hey, you can make that look like a pirate hat. And then I did, and then I was really mad.
So some random person said, you don't look enough like a pirate. Let me help you.
And then this beautiful woman pulled me into this shop.
Was it Taylor Swift?
She had all these earrings, and I bought some for you, but Liz had them. I forgot to give them back. I bought like $40 worth of earrings.
Were any of them Hobbit themed?
No.
Oh, that would have been cool. Like the little Shire.
I love the Renaissance Festival. The last time we went. We went and stayed. We stayed after for the body, what do they call that? Like the sassy, sexy.
I don't know.
Burlesque show.
Oh, burlesque! I love burlesque.
And
No.
You didn't like the sexy burlesque show? I didn't. We saw some belly dancers.
Yeah.
And.
I wasn't a fan. Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. We saw a burlesque show.
Yeah, we did.
We paid a lot to go to this thing.
Didn't pay that much to go to ours.
But I like the idea of going to the Ren Festival and then doing side things, like fun side things.
Yeah,
I haven't been.
I threw tomatoes at
years.
A guy.
Yes.
Did you see the jousting and all that, or
some of it?
Mud show's fun.
Saw the mud show.
That's fun.
That was.
Welcome to the Ultimate Unwind. This is Grego, my Lego. No rush here. Just building, relaxing, and talking Lego. Subscribe now to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story.
That was a wild ride.
It's a wild ride.
It was a wild ride.
The Mud Show is a little bit crazy. Have you been a lot to the Ren Fest?
No, like 3 times, I think.
I like going on the sci-fi weekend because people dress up as the Renaissance Festival people are there anyway in their outfits, but then you get Star Trek people and Star Wars people, and it looks like a time traveler weekend kind of thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, I want to go. I just heard it's kind of cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Isn't it like $40 now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to set it off next month.
It's
and
free
it was only
if you're
$50.
A beautiful woman.
It's free if you
show
go.
An ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Onlyankles.com.
Only ankles.
A lot of people don't know that if you flash an ankle at the door, they let you in.
Did you get in for free for doing that?
Let's just say I got in for free twice.
And Liz paid, probably.
No money.
She flashed her hobbit ankles.
Oh, yes, she
and
did.
Actually got us
That's
all in.
That's what I'm paying
nice.
For.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pure excitement right there. Hobbit ankle.
Yeah.
Hobbit ankle.
Don't knock it till you try it.
What else you been up to, Zoe?
That's about it.
How's your jobs?
Really nice.
You have 17 jobs.
I like my jobs.
Good. You have lots of jobs.
I do.
I like your jobs.
Thank you. Thank you for liking my jobs.
I'm glad you're out doing stuff. How are your jobs, Abby?
Good. I work for you.
Okay.
It's kind of like
me
a...
Me too.
don't fire me.
I work for me too.
Please don't fire me. I still have yet to be fired from anywhere.
Good.
I quit first.
That makes one of us.
I've been fired so many times. It's not even funny.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been banned? From
not,
set establishments. No. Okay.
No.
So that's.
Are you banned from any place? That's how you know you've really made an impression.
I kind of am.
You've made an impression.
I think I am.
Are you banned from any place?
Kind of.
Okay.
Probably.
That's how you know you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you know
if
you've
you think
arrived.
You're going to die when you walk in, then maybe.
That is 1,000% how I would feel if I walked into
I've been
job.
With you to a place where I think you're banned from, and it, yeah. Awkward.
I'm not missing anything from what I hear.
No. Nope. No, not at all.
And I'm going to look at houses in Branson wherever we go.
Nice.
It's my dream place to live.
So you're
I've
going to Branson soon.
Yeah.
That's fun.
For
a road trip.
Almost a whole week. Yeah.
That'll
Zoe's
be fun.
Coming.
And I'm going to Canton.
Yeah.
That's.
And you're all coming to Canton.
Good luck.
So it's going to be a great time.
Got to keep that thing on you.
Road trip.
Got to keep that thing on you.
Get strapped up.
Pow, pow, pow.
Before you get strapped on.
Got to get strapped.
Oh, to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth, or at least try.